Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
There's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. The PS5 is big. The McRib is back. And you're listening to Hey Fam.
Hey Fam, welcome to Hey Fam. It's a gala episode and a spectacular because it, for the first time in a long time, we have an MCU movie, not a freaking TV show.
For two years, they were like MCU later, and now they're MCU again.
But we actually do have an MCU TV show to talk about as well. It's a double stuffed.
Right now, Kevin Feige's MCU cap burrito. Is spinning on his head when he saw the the Hey Fanboys were covering this week.
Yeah,
fuck.
Do you reckon he changed? He was wearing like his one black cap when he watched Black Widow premiere.
Oh yeah, one off.
Changed out of it. When the Loki
all themed
finale came on.
Yeah, he's like. He had a Me Too hat on for Black Widow and a bisexual lighting hat for Loki finale. Go I would love to be Kevin's hat guy.
Yeah.
Or girl. Or they. You know, like Kevin's hat person who's like, shit, we got this coming up, Mr. Feige. You know, I think this is what you should wear.
That would be great if he started wearing subliminal messages on his
I would like
hats.
That. I'm sure that there's like a Marvel subreddit of... Snyder bro-esque like patheticness that read like the color code. He's like, oh, he wore red today. That means they're probably gonna kill off Carol Danvers, the MCU, and yeah, it's gonna be a guy Captain Marvel again.
And Zack Snyder's gonna direct.
Zack Snyder's actually, we'll find out
the next Avengers.
He actually made the first Avengers movie.
Yeah, that's right.
They'll reveal it was a long con.
And he made Buffy.
Yeah, and yeah, he made Buffy, and Joss Whedon never existed.
Yeah, but we've got Black Widow to talk about.
It is funny that Joss Whedon looks like the type of person that Zack Snyder is actively working out on set to not be. Like, he kind of looks like
10
a
more
slug.
Pounds and I'll go
well,
full,
you know what I mean?
Joss.
He looks like a slug. He's got no hair. He's kind of like, I don't know. Zack Snyder strikes me as someone who can't even talk to a woman, let alone Joss Whedon. All he's doing is making a beeline to the ladies in the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, I couldn't think of someone who's
leaving a sticky trail in his wake on the way over to the
ladies
section.
Absolutely. I couldn't
think
of anyone who's like, yeah, Koreans would bottle it and sell it as a beauty product. Because you can get like snail, like excrement as a...
Joss goop.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, maybe Gwyneth selling that shit.
Joss slosh.
Yeah, slosh Whedon. But yeah, it's funny that they, you know, both had a Frankenstein baby under... the title of Justice League theatrical cut or whatever.
I actually watched the first Avengers movie on Saturday night.
How did it hold up?
I loved it.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, but
it doesn't look great, I think.
Yeah,
looks
but
like
it looks
TV.
Possibly fine.
Like, it's just Cap's outfit. I remember being like, ooh.
Yeah. the costuming is definitely the part where they've gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
I think like
Iron Man suits are fine always.
Yeah,
Just
a robot
not there.
Suit, whatever.
Hulk in the nude, always fun.
It was funny hearing... Vision's voice.
Jarvis.
Jazz Jarvis.
And you're like, boy, are you going to be in a TV series in 10 years time or whatever?
But yeah, I forgot how much like real estate Joss Whedon has in the credits of that movie.
Oh yeah,
it's like
writer, director,
and then it says a Joss
by...
Whedon film.
They don't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
They're just like the Marvel product department.
Totally. Yeah.
Maybe we can talk about if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
But I think like...
Because who's done who's an auteur that's kind of done a Marvel movie recently? Maybe like they're not even an auteur, but the closest thing that comes to my mind is like Taika Waititi, like having a spin on.
What about who? What's the name of the thespian who did the first Thor movie?
Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah.
A
Kenneth Branagh joint.
A Kenneth Branagh joint. A thou. A dost thou jointeth Ken. Kenny Branagh. Kendrick Branagh, Kendrick I actually Branagh. Call him.
What the dude who did Black Widow, Ryan Coogler. He's
Kendrick Lamar, I always thought, sometimes sounds like Cartman when he raps. He's like doing a huge Cartman play.
Yeah, a little bit.
He'll do the like, hey, I'm Kendrick Lamar. You know, he does that like whisper voice. You know how he does? That wasn't Cartman, but that was like, you know how he does that like whisper one?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some like cool voices on Kendrick Lamar.
Pretty
albums.
Funny that he has like one of his biggest songs where he admits to praying that his dick is as big as the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, that's sick.
So I can fuck the world for 72 hours.
Just, is that, I kind of think that's how Richard Donner's Superman ends. You know, he like flies around the earth for 3 times.
Yeah.
I like to think it's because his dick's so big and he fucks it for 3 days.
Backwards,
okay, obviously. Yeah. Yeah, I like to think that's what it is. I know that rules. And he's got a Pulitzer. It'd be sick if it was for that song. They're like, we're retroactively giving it to a song that came out 8 years ago. Because the imagery you instilled in us with an Eiffel Tower dick. Yeah, it's funny too that it's like he could have said like the Burj Khalifa, you know, bigger buildings. It's kind of humbling. It's like, yeah, I'll take the Eiffel Tower. It's like actually sure, believable.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Like, but maybe it's all about not how big it is, but what you do with it. Because 72 hours, that's a long time to keep like a constant stream of blood going to you.
But I mean, if you've got the girth,
exactly. It has, and you know what? Earth. He has got that. It has that nice bottom that kind of tapers out.
Yeah, but you got that big pointy spike at the top.
Yeah, but it's like if that was attached to you, that's comfortable. There's no way that's snapping. Okay, you know what I mean? You got a lot of support at the bottom.
There was like this awful trend, and maybe it still continues. You would probably know better.
I was about
than
to say, yeah, I'm sure. If it's a bad trend, I'm your guy.
Where Australians would do Aussie-fied versions of American rap songs. So like Beamer, Benzel, Bentley.
Yeah.
Pima, Benz, and Bentley. Jaeger, Jack, and Tooies. And it was like how much they like to
what
drink.
What type of... Are these like YouTube rappers? Like
that? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, YouTube lad rappers. They're probably all like A-list on doesn't Triple it, J now. But
I'm like that genre I was speaking about with someone the other day. It really doesn't exist now because they're all like white guys back then. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and now there's
right.
been this like huge surge of
you're
like
right, that is a good point.
Western suburban Sydney rappers.
So it is very funny whenever like Bliss and Esso rock up again. I was like, oh yeah.
I was literally about to say Bliss and Esso is that thing. I heard a yeah.
Hoods are still like the as big as they've ever been, which is
the Hoods are
kind of
like just they've got more in common with Powderfinger now, I think.
Yeah, but
I
often will get requests for Hilltop Hoods. But someone will be like, you play Cosby Sweater, but not a fucking chance in your life, Buster. Sorry.
No, but I have Weinstein sweater right here.
R. Kelly sweater.
Yeah.
Jared from Subway sweater.
Jared from Subway sweater.
But yeah, the it's surprising.
Marcus Dibble sweater.
Oh my god. Yeah, fuck. We'll
talk about that on the other app.
Yeah, let's save it for that. But no one ever did like, you know, I pray my dick is hard as the Centrepoint Tower.
Yeah, I would love that. Would be sick though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I pray my dick get as big as the beast.
Pray my
Australia's Wonderland.
Pray my dick is as long as Uluru.
Yeah. That'd be sick. Sacred. My dick is as
sacred
as Uluru.
Uluru. Don't walk on my dick.
Yeah. Don't touch my dick.
But yeah, so I watched Avengers. I guess as like,
what was that before or after Black
after
Widow?
Black Widow? B and I watched it together, and she was like, "There's so many movies that constantly get referenced that I feel like I've only watched once, and I
right.
only really know the parts that they want us to remember through the movies, but there's so many bits around them that
okay.
don't remember at all."
Because is so that whole, you know what I watched, which was actually really helpful,
the Legends.
Yeah,
thing? Yeah.
Because I had like, I was like, "Why are they showing this oddly specific conversation with Loki?" And then I'm like, "Oh,
yeah, yeah."
Dracov's daughter. Oh, okay. They Kessel Run the movie.
They absolutely did.
Yeah.
But the, yeah. So we went through all of the MCU movies that that are on Disney Plus, which is all but the Spider-Man ones.
You watched them all?
No, we just went through the list of all of them.
I was going to say, that's some me behavior.
Ticked off the ones that we're definitely going to watch over the next couple of weeks.
So what, you had Avengers?
Avengers. She really wants to watch Age of Ultron again.
It is so funny that these, as we've said before, the lower tier movies, like Age of Ultron
and Thor the Dark World.
Thor Dark World are getting like mad reference. And after seeing Shang-Chi, Incredible Hulk with Abomination.
Yeah, fully.
They're really leaning into like, yeah, we're gonna I kind of have huge respect for that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just like, hey, yeah.
It's all part of the universe. Like,
but yeah, we can like look at it from another angle and kind of retro. I mean, in a way, it's like retconning. Like they retconned Thor Dark World with Endgame by making it like have much more importance than it needs to.
Sure.
You know what I mean? They've like retconned these.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need to watch it again if you don't want to, but you can have the memory of it.
Yeah, and be like, oh, Endgame it actually does serve a play. It's kind of like amazing. They've made sure that like none of their films are redundant.
So
every nerd will buy like a box set.
I've only ever seen Iron Man 3 the one time.
So I've seen it a few times. I really like Iron Man 3.
I don't.
So I know people love it or hate it. Yeah. I love it because it was not auteurish, but it did feel like it wasn't so much a movie by committee.
Who's that? Shane Black?
Yeah, Shane Black.
Wasn't a Shane Black film? I'll let you know. I'll give everyone an
update. No, that was a Shane Black film.
I'll let you know if anyone else gets the same Joss Whedon style credit.
But what was... did you watch it, did you say?
Oh, I said I'll let you know, though. Like, you know,
But I remember what I liked how just that was playing... I like when Marvel movies do that the best, where it takes a character... There's nothing worse, and we've seen this a lot. I'm going to backtrack a bit. Especially with WandaVision onwards, because I guess we saw a smaller version of them when like trailers to movies would come out and like that horrible universe of YouTube reactions where they're like 36 things you didn't notice in a teaser trailer.
Yeah, totally.
And the speculation gets rife. Like we saw it with WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier, just the week by week and just like the insane amounts of like, you know, we said before, like people were like, oh, there's a guy with a brown sweater in that scene that actually means it's Wolverine because,
yeah.
And it's just like, I guess when a movie's out, it's out and then done. But the like 2 months of screening that happened with these shows, like the speculation gets stupid and people get disappointed.
People love what like tuning in for it. So they keep making more and more of the videos.
Totally. Yeah. It's this horrible cycle.
The same reason that the OLED edition of the Switch was
legitimately
to consider suicide.
I know someone
instead of going, I definitely won't buy this.
Like there are people who watch those videos and get their comic lore from those videos. They don't read the comics.
No, absolutely.
And they're oh, this means Kang the Conqueror. And I'm like, well, do you know who that is? And they're like, no. And it's like, well, why are you excited? Like you've got this false sense of excitement.
But it's because you want to appear like you know what the reference is.
But it's such a bad trend. And what I love about Iron Man 3 is they're like, yeah, fuck your Mandarin. Like we're actually just playing with like names and me. Like, you know what I mean? I know like it's not comic accurate, but it's not. It's an interpretation.
I like that aspect of the movie for sure. My memory of what I disliked about it was like Guy Pearce's role in it and like the kind of... I guess like the big battle of all the Iron Man suits at the end. And
I dig that. Yeah, I think that's fun.
And what I fucking hated about it was the kid. That goddamn kid.
I really like that. I like him in the second act where he's like, you know, we've seen him in these first like two Avengers movies or whatever. No, one Avengers movie and two Iron Man movies. He's always got suits and gadgets. I loved the like Home Alone aspect where he's like goes to a Home Depot and builds like, you know, wood shit and
has
like
2013 when Iron Man 3 came out.
Yeah, that's wild.
I didn't have a kid then. Now I do. Maybe I'll be like, oh, now I
understand. I like the kid scene.
Now I understand.
No, I like that part of it. But yeah, some parts of it I don't like the returning soldiers who like have that extremist thing put in them or something.
Yeah. It's kind of... So I'll probably rewatch that next. Then Winter Soldier.
Tight.
And then Age of Ultron. There's a few movies I just never need to see again. Like all the phase ones. I probably watch Iron Man.
Iron Man is so good. Because you watch it and you're like, this actually could just be a standalone movie. You never worked.
I think we want to watch Civil War again and Ragnarok and then Infinity War and Endgame. And then that'll do us.
Winter Soldier, Civil War and Ragnarok. That's a Dream Blunt rotation.
Did you see, I think it was a guy on Twitter, Bakun. Do you know him?
No.
He did a tweet and it was like, there's two types of MCU
ones
movies.
Ones that you do drugs to.
The ones like, you know, and it's like the trippy ones you do drugs to, or the hat movies.
And all the serious political ones.
Yeah. But it's just the hat movies. And then someone put it,
Kevin
like,
Feige,
shots like, of all the MCU cast in the hats when they're undercover in like, you know, Winter Soldier, Civil War,
all
Black Widow.
All the serious movies.
Yeah.
But they all look like Feige.
The hat movies. It's such a great way to do
it. Because they come from the hat man himself.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, oh, you've got to appear normal. In this scene, he wears a hat. You know what it is? It's because like he is probably so hypersensitive to the fact he always wears hats that he's like, I won't micromanage your movie to hell. But what I will do is when these guys go undercover and want to look normal, they have to wear a hat. Super normal.
Do you reckon photos of Kevin Feige without a hat exist?
Yeah, he's really bald. I was looking at it the other day.
That's fine, bro. Just lean into it.
That's what I mean.
People,
yeah.
You know?
Who's a bald superhero? Professor X.
Kingpin.
You know what? Maybe he wasn't doing it till they got the Fox characters. Maybe he's going to play Professor. How good would that be? Yeah.
That works.
That'd be such a big dick Eiffel Tower move. My dick is big as Stark Tower, so I could play Professor X for 72 hours.
For 72 hours.
That'd be awesome. Get that motherfucker in a wheelchair. Remember X-Men First Class where Professor X is like walking and has hair? I'm like, no way. It's like, not my Professor X. I was so excited when he like had a spinal injury. I was like, that's just a British guy. I thought I couldn't buy into it.
It's so dumb, the part like isn't it like Magneto?
Isn't Magneto exactly, like flicking metal at him or something?
Yeah, a bullet like ricochets off one of Magneto's things and... Oh!
Yeah,
I can't walk.
Yeah, and now my hair's coming out.
Yeah. Then his hair turns gray in Apocalypse, right? When he's trying to like,
oh, I can't remember.
God, this movie sucks so much.
Yeah. We should definitely watch them. Remember last year we were just watching things because nothing was coming out. You know, I was pretty close to doing this week watching the Pirates of the Caribbean series.
There are a lot of them.
Yeah, we should watch them.
I would genuinely rather do the Alvin and the Chipmunks movies before we do the Pirates of the Caribbean.
There's like, I'm fascinated with the Pirates movies though. The first one was so good.
So good. I saw the second one.
I loved the second one.
And it's a bit slow, but it has an amazing cliffhanger, which I've never seen the end of because I never saw the third one.
Yeah.
Onwards.
Then I realized the second movie is literally The Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
Jack Sparrow being Han Solo being taken, and the first half of the third movie is them on a like Tatooine-esque rescue mission to get him back.
Who from Star Wars says, "Now, where is my ship?" and then bites an apple?
That's very Han Solo.
Is it?
Yeah.
But isn't, I thought, but it isn't, it's not Jack Sparrow who says that, it's Jeffrey.
Oh, Jeffrey Rush.
Jeffrey Mr. Fingers Rush.
Yeah. Rush sweater.
Jeffrey sweater.
Wearing that Jeffrey sweater. I don't know how that song goes.
So we are going to talk about Black Widow and Loki tonight. I'll be a big MCU couple of hours. Hopefully you've seen both of those.
Snyder heads, listen up.
We're not, this is the first week since it came out that we're not breaking down scene by scene, every scene from the Snyder Cut. We are going to talk about I've got a few lightning things that we need to weigh in on.
Lightning round.
Most important Zelda. Of which... Okay, Zelda's coming out. Skyward Sword's coming out tomorrow.
I'm getting it.
Yeah, same.
This lockdown.
They've swindled us.
I'm not getting the Amiibo, though. Mark my words. And I'm not getting the OLED Switch.
Okay, yeah. I'm not. No, there's no reason to get those things.
Yeah.
Amiibo, maybe. Amiibo won't buy
more. No, Amiibo would cost more than the OLED Switch now because it's the resale market. Yeah.
I think in Australia, you can still kind of get them around just like when they drop.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I was like, I was watching.
If I went into the essential store, EB Games tomorrow, which is open in Sydney for some stupid reason,
it's essential. People need.
People need Amiibo.
People need VR girlfriends or something. People need Minecraft mugs. Was it Alex? Was Steve? Minecraft Alex and
Minecraft
Steve.
Minecraft Alex and Steve.
Yeah, they need Minecraft love pillows.
Yeah.
I
needed Crash Bandicoot boxer shorts.
Yeah, I need, Dr. N. What's his name? The bad guy?
Dr. N.
Yeah, Dr. Is that his name?
No.
Dr. N.
Nefarious.
Oh, yeah. I need Dr. N. Mug. Slippers. My slippers just have Dr. N's head on them.
Yeah.
The drip feed of information of Nintendo... and Zelda, since even we've last recorded, has been just insane. And again, a like, stroke of genius. I'm like, oh, they knew what they were doing the whole time.
Yeah, they've just been like drip feeding all these little things that I'm like, oh, that is quite a big improvement on the Wii game.
Constant 60 frames. If you play with motion, I love this. They really want you to play with motion controls because it's the only way you get a camera.
Okay, yeah, right.
Because they never had a camera before, free roam camera.
Oh, right. So now
they
only
started that with Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, of course you had...
Because you had items on the...
Yeah, right.
Traditional...
On 64.
Controller, I think. Yeah.
For those ones. Yeah, right. Okay, cool.
So you have to use Z targeting.
So now how do you move around?
You move around with your left stick, but the right stick, because the Wii didn't have dual analog. Yep. So you move around.
So I've been playing on the Wii this week. I set it up in my office and Archie and I are playing through Super Mario Galaxy 2 and handing a 7-year-old... the Wiimote
with the
nunchuck connected to it. He's like, what do I do with this?
You're like,
it doesn't
make
any sense.
No,
it's
so stupid.
It's so funny.
I remember when it came out, I still remember the announcer, like you can play it like a TV remote or on its side, it's like an NES controller.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I love that.
But then they're like, we have to also somehow do,
we have to actually have Call of Duty games on
here. Yeah. The nunchuck is like, the funniest thing.
Yeah. It goes from an elegant, like, super device, like an Apple-esque, beautiful product. You know what I mean?
So
like,
yeah, totally.
To this, like, fucked up, oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, pickle with that, a
the nunchuck is akin to the... Remember the stand they made for that Kid Icarus game? Where they're like, oh, yeah, the design fucked up, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, the, yeah, the quality of life stuff's so weird. They just, like, keep drip feeding. But
why are they doing it, like, yeah, 2 days before the game? Like, we're probably finished recording tonight. A couple hours before the game is released, and I'll be like, "Oh, you can also play as Zelda and Mario."
Oh, and the, yeah, and also at the menu screen, if you scroll down to extras, it has Ocarina of Time, Majora's yeah. Mask,
and Wind Waker,
and Twilight Princess,
and fuck it, Breath of the Wild,
and also it's the 35th Zelda, and we're just like, "What the fuck? Why didn't you guys put that on the?" Yeah, so I am curious to play it. I've watched a few. I think embargo broke today. I mean, maybe not. Some places put up reviews and they're like, the motion controls are actually better than the stick controls.
Yeah, wow.
Well, you got to like flick it, push it each time. And
yeah, because it is very much directional based. Yeah, slash.
And I just like, it's not... Plus, to move the camera around, you got to hold like L or R and then spin.
It's,
so you can't move the camera while like...
What's been really funny is seeing all the publications who like...
Gave
I think
it tens.
Yeah, exactly. But going absolutely gaga for Zelda
so
games.
Many places gave it 10 tens. When it came out.
But like, but they've been like, this is a much bigger, this is much a much better improvement on the original game. Like 9 out of 10.
Yeah, it's like you
but
gave
it's like
it
you
10.
Gave it 10 out of 10 though.
Yeah. It is weird to think that was the last Zelda game that was made for one specific console.
Yeah, you're right. That well, is, now like, it isn't anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, this is a remaster, but I mean, it was the last, I mean... What came before it? Twilight was for GameCube.
Uh-huh. And Wii.
Wii U was Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, totally.
Still the best Wii U game, which is so funny. And then, yeah, it was the last time a Zelda game was made with a console in mind.
I know Noxie from Filthy Casuals. He played...
What's that?
It's a... Like
is that a lifestyle podcast?
Recruitment. It's on the Mamma Mia Network.
Yeah, sick.
I know he played... Breath of the Wild on Wii U because he was like determined not to get a Switch.
Cool.
And then like, yeah, like
lasted a week.
Well, I think I finished it and then was just like, fuck, I've got to get a Switch.
What an idiot. Legit. What a clown.
So we moved from Skyward Sword to...
Oh, so you're going to get it. That's what I have to... I know I'm on record.
I think I said
last week
I'm just going to get
well,
it.
Well, Amazon took the money out of my account just then.
Oh, wow.
It was like $10 off at Amazon. I'm like... We're locked down for another 2 or 3 weeks, a minimum.
Sydney's so fucked. It sucks so much. We were so ahead, and now we are just like we're fucking up the rest
back,
of the country
baby.
With us.
Yeah,
Melbourne's back in lockdown because of Sydney.
It's
not funny. It's not funny. No. And neither of us have texted each other laughing about that today.
No, and things that have been cancelled. but yeah, I'm just like, you know what? Lockdown. I got my own Switch OLED. Yeah, I will play a traditional Zelda game. It's been a while, and you never finished it.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. So you did?
Yeah, I finished it.
I was going to actually start playing the Wind Waker, because I set my Wii U back up, and so I was going to play the Wii U version of Wind Waker.
I'm going to get that.
With Archie, but now I'm like, oh, fuck it, we'll just do Skyward Sword.
Skyward Sword would be fun. Plus, it's like, I mean, maybe it will be fun, but it's that, you know, it is the first entry, so you could, you know,
see the
wall.
And he'll be like, oh, Dad, Link has a stamina meter.
Yeah.
This is
be
something
like, well.
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember this from Breath of the Wild. Well, Archie, this was actually the first place that Link had a stamina meter. So in a way, it's a very...
Yeah, I'm curious to see how it's received.
So from Skyward Sword to... By like reviewers or by you?
Like you and I don't count.
Okay. We don't count.
We don't count because we'll still buy that garbage.
Okay, sure.
But yeah, I am curious to see like what the feedback is. If people are like, oh yeah, this is actually better or... Yeah, when it came out, everyone was like, oh, it's great. It has the first orchestral score. You got to remember how far behind the Wii was.
Well, I hated playing
it was in 480p
longer,
as well.
That style of game on my Wii. It didn't lend itself to being played that way. Whereas Switch, I played hours and hours of every game.
Mm.
And I found like a lot of Wii U games that I didn't fully appreciate when they were ported to Switch. I was like, oh, I love this game.
Which
like,
one?
From like Shovel Knight to, to Mario 3D World. Like,
it was just a controller with the Wii U. I just remember holding it being like, this is not comfortable.
It's been fun playing GBA games on it this week. But
like actually on the screen? Or
Yeah, it's fun.
But I mean, I just remember holding it because it just didn't feel like a new console. It felt like this clunky thing.
Oh, but
you use Wii remotes.
Feeling it now is crazy. Yeah, and using Wii remotes again and having to set the sensor bar back up. And
it was just weird.
Yeah. Real fun. Yeah, anyway, so from Skyward Sword, let's talk about another game that came out that's being re-released very soon. We're getting the director's cut of Death Stranding.
Oh, yeah.
We spoke about it briefly.
Big Kojima energy.
Yeah.
He's been being particularly Kojima the last month. It's been awesome. I've missed it.
Yeah, he's just been tweeting like 10 times a day.
So tweeting about like the history of all of his games and like things he did on floppy disks to like get around. Like,
well, he talked about how he bought the Blu-ray of all of Zack Snyder's DC
the best
movies.
One, he goes, when I first saw Batman v Superman in cinema, my reaction was, and then he just had question mark, like quoting, like, yeah, me too, man. That's so funny. It's like one of those great backward compliments that he gives. And then he's like, but then I heard there's an extended cut, so bought it on Blu-ray.
I want to see his Blu-ray library.
Same here. It's probably like akin to a video store, like just has absolutely everything but a bus and foreign section.
So I what was I talking about? Oh yeah, so there was a state of play, the PlayStation state of play, and was a bunch of new details for it.
Yeah.
Namely that it's $10 to get the upgrade.
That's tight.
From PS4 to PS5, which I think is a great price, especially when we're about to pay $70 for a Wii ported to Switch.
Yeah.
Game. But there's like racing in it now, and like
all kinds of
new
fragile
vehicles.
Racing.
Yeah.
New weapons. New areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, if you just you can carry on your old save.
Yes.
Because I was only halfway through that game. Another one I didn't finish.
Well, I finished it, and I'm like, I might start again.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do. Actually, I probably could. Now that I know how to play the game, I probably breeze through that earlier section.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck. I spent like 80 hours or something on that game, but I'm like, I will play again probably because I'm a Kojima simp.
What's cool about the Skyward Sword remake, one of the things is like, oh yeah, if you don't want to do the tutorial at the beginning of the game, you can just skip it.
Well, I think I might do it though because the controllers are so fucked.
Yeah.
You gotta like douse things. Remember that?
Oh God.
What does douse even mean?
It helps. It's like, you know, when you see cartoons with a stick that looks like a Y and they hold the two...
Oh, is that what dousing is?
That's dousing, yeah. Like,
that's such a weird thing.
Looking for water or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, that's so strange.
Real strange.
But I remember you just had to douse in it, remember? It was so fucking annoying.
Yeah,
you
were looking for stuff. I hope they got rid of that. That'd be good.
No, I don't think they have.
Damn it. Maybe if you use a douse amiibo, you don't have to do it anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
It's $400.
But yeah, he said he doesn't like the word director's cut for this because it implies that his original vision wasn't implied. Did you see his tweet about it?
Yeah, so I think...
He said he would rather call it Delector Plus, which I think was...
Delector Plus?
Well, I think it was lost in translation.
Oh, okay, right.
There was a translation issue there. There wasn't a cheap shot at Kojima-san. But he said he sees it as like... He's like, no, the game was finished, but we were given another chance and started these on the ground up.
So I guess PlayStation are trying to like coin the Director's Plus for like their
branding. Which I think
Director's Cut.
I think that's a reaction to COVID. I doubt these were ever like planned to be big launch titles for the PS5.
Yeah, maybe.
And like, now I think that they're like, shit, you know, for the last 6 months or so we've seen people buying old PS4 games that have had like PS5 upgrades, you know what I mean? Like, they look and play like a PS5 game, so shit, maybe we should start re-releasing them and selling them.
Yeah, I think because like Xbox are doing the, like, you know, you just your Xbox One becomes the update, the Xbox Series X version.
Hey Siri, stop.
Hey Siri, shut the fuck up.
Sick. Wow.
Siri tried to fight me. So because like with Xbox, you just, you know, you get the upgrade automatically.
That's tight.
I think Sony are like, oh, well, you pay a little bit for ours, but you get
bonus. You get a
stuff.
Whole new game.
So Ghost of Tsushima.
Well, not a whole new game, but you get...
You get a new island for Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, that sounds sick.
That's $30 to upgrade.
Yeah, right.
It's $10 to upgrade to the PlayStation 5 version and then $20 to get the new area.
Interesting.
Whereas this is like $10 for a
stuff. I'll pay for it. I like that game. I'm keen to play it in Japanese now because they've fixed the lip sync.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great game.
Yeah, I need to play that. I
finished that. I got like
a whole bunch of games
collectible
that I have not finished.
I went like ham on that.
Yeah, it seems like okay. So my biggest problem with lockdown at the moment.
You can't use the TV, right?
I can't like I get to play video games with Archie, which rocks. But it's like I've got to play like Archie friendly shit.
Baby games.
Lots of couch multiplayer games.
Sure.
Which is fun. Just decking him at duck game and shit like that.
Duck game.
You ever played duck game? Duck game rules. Duck game is like you play a bunch of ducks with guns and you got to shoot each other.
Yeah, I have played it. Was it Cartoon Network? No, Adult Swim.
Get that game if you live in a share house, I reckon.
Yeah, well,
You teach your cat to play.
No. she watches me play like a good cat.
And then I'm watching, you know, anime with B every night, anime and MCU movies. So really, I'm still watching.
What anime is she watching?
We are a big Lupin the Third fans. Right. And then
Beast, I love that she loves that.
Beastars season 2 just hit Netflix. Oh, yeah,
furries so around the world.
She and I, we're putting our ears on and our tails on and watching the second season.
Flipping on. I love that for you.
Have I told about there was a guy that used to come into King's Comics where I worked for a bit. And he was a furry, but he had ears that were like robot ears, and he was able to remote control in his pocket. And
nah, dog, that were just ears.
If he was happy, he could like make his ears like go like and like make himself look happy, or like he would change them based on his mood.
That's so tight. It'd be good if like he had his tail was in like one of those butt plug sphincter ones.
Oh, hell yeah.
And
that's how he can control the
ears. The ears move based on like how tight the amount of tightness from excitement and like sweat from like nervousness. And it would be like, learn him and be
you're
like,
right, dude. That would be cool.
Yeah, he'd be like, oh, I'm scared now.
So I got a, we did Hey Fam Secret Santa. Shouts to Billy for organizing it. It was because it's Christmas in July. But instead of celebrating, I don't know what the actual date of Christmas in July is meant to be. We did it for the anniversary of the Kevin Smith tweet.
Oh, that's nice.
And so everyone, I don't know, like 50 people gave each other gifts in the Hey Fam Discord. Come join us for Christmas.
But that sounds really nice.
I got a beautiful, another signed photo of Jamie Kennedy the son of the mask in the mail today. How good's like getting an actual wrapped Christmas present in the mail? My kid's going, what is that, Dad? What is that? And then opening up, and that Archie has to look in the face of Tim Avery, the guy who forced him to dress as last week. And Archie,
I've looked at that photo.
Archie goes,
so
not
much,
again.
Really? Yeah. Does he hate him?
He hate, of course. I mean, why would, like, my dad made me dress as this fucking weird looking guy with a green head.
I'd be into it if my dad made me. I'm gonna look at that photo right now. It's so funny. He looks so pained.
I put it up on my Instagram if you haven't seen it yet from last week.
I made a meme out of it, but we're not allowed to ever publish it.
That'd be betraying his trust. And you don't want the
betraying
prince.
His trust. Look at him. He's like so not into it.
Oh man. Go over to my Instagram if you haven't seen it yet. It's
really good. How much does he hate that
me
guy?
And Archie dressed as Tim Avery. Fuck. He was like audibly, I've never actually heard him say while something's happening, I really hate this. Like, and like pleading to be like, Mom, I really hate this. Like, get me away from my father.
Did you feel cool while dressed as Tim Avery? Like,
yeah,
much like Tim Avery, you're a bad dad.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I didn't want to be a dad. That was the channeling.
You're playing your GBA with your like fingers.
But I'm fucking psyched for Death Stranding. It comes out in September.
Yeah, it's real soon, right?
But it is like the epitome of a game that I can't play at the moment.
Yeah.
Because people are just home.
Your dad
in my
will
house,
go, sorry, your kids will go, Dad, what's a BT? What's a beach thing? Who's, what's the name? Like America, Samsa, the president. Yep. Why is he called Samuel Porter Bridges? I love everyone's name in that game. It is the most, Tenet shit ever. Like their name is just what they are. Why is he called Dead Man? Why is he called Heart Man? Fuck, that game is so good.
Yeah, I can't wait to actually get back Dead to Man. It looks really good on PS4.
It's gonna look amazing.
It's gonna look sick.
Well, I think it's like 60 frames.
So hopefully we're out of lockdown by September when it comes out, so I can actually play it.
Yeah, send those
when no one else is in the house but me. Like we're gonna finish recording tonight at around like
9:30
or so.
8:30.
Maybe 9 o'clock, 9, I don't know, who knows.
Yeah, it's like almost 8 now.
Okay, whatever. I'm going to get home and it won't be too late. I'm going to play a couple hours of that new game, Death's Door. Have you seen that?
What is that? Death's?
Death's Door. You play like, it's like a isometric
what's it on?
Hack and slash. It's on Xbox or PC. Sick. It's a Devolver
Death's
game.
Door.
I'm so hyped for it.
Is it out? Yeah.
Yeah, it comes out in a couple of days. But that's a game. And even though it's like, you know, you play a crow slashing motherfuckers, probably not a good one to watch with the kids.
Death's Door.
God, it looks good.
Can you hear my neighbor singing?
Neighbors,
she does it all the time.
Really? What's she singing?
I don't know, dumb songs. Yeah, that does look tight.
So that's gonna be me tonight when you're uploading the episode like a sucker.
Oh, it takes me no time.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, zero editing, zero anything. We just chucked that shit up there. That looks tight. It says, is it coming to Switch?
I mean, it should. I'm sure Xbox have some weird exclusivity deal.
For no, you're right. Bit. Yeah. It is a Xbox thing. That's cool.
Yeah. So, yay to Skyward Sword, I guess. Yay, definitely, to Death Stranding Director's Cut.
Ghost of Tsushima?
Yeah, I probably will, all those things. Because there's no, like, yeah.
I'm about to go dummy stupid like you did on the One Piece games. I'm going to go in on the Demon Slayer game.
Oh, it looks so bad.
What is it? You just like run around chopping people?
I also will join you on this stupid
I don't think it looks bad. Adventure. It just looks like a cel-shaded version of the TV show, right? Did you see the trailer Send the House?
Yeah, totally. I like those episodes a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I was like...
It is going to be like, I guess the entire first season of
Demon Slayer
as a video game. I think what turned me off was they didn't have dubs. They had,
right.
And man, those English voices are so annoying. Yeah, I'd never seen them before. Yeah. Holy shit.
Because I thought at one point it was a fighting game.
Yeah, I thought that.
Do you remember the trailer? Maybe that's just maybe that added multiplayer.
I think it's definitely a brawler.
Yeah, but it looks like a story-based single-player brawler.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I'll play that. That's the shit out of that.
I mean, it's kind of loans itself to that.
Yeah, almost every Shonen Jump video game is a fighting game. They just like, oh, just make it My Hero Academia fighting game. There you go. Put this One Punch Man, you get a fighting game.
Yeah, whatever. It's pretty annoying. I don't like fighting games that much.
Yeah, well, very little care goes into those ones. Yeah. I mean, like the Dragon Ball FighterZ or whatever is the only one that got the love that it deserved. Anyway, enough video game talk. Let's get...
I hate them. Stop
let's
talking
get back
about
into
it.
A very comfortable glove and talk about the MCU. Yeah. Because on Friday night, Angus and I used a shared Disney Plus account and paid $35 to watch Black Widow on Disney Plus.
Yeah. Which I think that's how much we would have paid for a ticket each, like
$16
or whatever.
And for anyone that doesn't want to like drop the full 35 on their own, find a friend. It was fine. We could just watch it together.
We could watch it at the same time. It was like 4 screens max or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's such... And you could do this group watch thing.
Yeah, I saw that.
But I tested it on myself and it kind of sucked. I mean, I could see you and I having fun with it because one of us controls it so I could pause it. And I'm like, that is such a shit feature.
That sounds real fun.
That's such a terrible feature.
In Black Widow, this is the movie set after Civil War that comes out after...
No, set during Civil War.
Oh, Civil War. Yeah, of course, you're
it's
right.
It's set during 95% of Civil War.
That's so true.
96% of it. And then it's set at... It ends with her going like, well, I've got to go... Well,
we're going to go rescue my guys.
Yeah, I've got to go get people out of the prison.
We're going to be spoiling Black Widow.
Well, I just did then.
I mean, yeah...
She dies in Endgame.
You didn't really. You mentioned. Yeah. Okay, my favorite thing about this weird fucking movie is that, like, there is definitely people in the world who aren't like mega Avengers heads.
Yeah.
And maybe see like watching, especially a two-part Avengers movie that, you know, 6 hours of Avengers. I don't want to do that, they think. And but maybe the idea of watching Scarlett Johansson in a movie, a female superhero movie, appeals to them.
Yeah.
And so they're going to watch the entirety of this Black Widow movie.
When they see her fucking and go, tombstone.
And then they're like, oh, I hear like these movies have a post-credit scene. Maybe we should watch it. And then they see the character has just died with no explanation as to how or why. Fucking great. Yeah. Great stuff.
It pays to be a day one dickhead.
I really hope those people exist. I would love to hear from them.
Yeah, get in touch. Join the Discord.
I'm very, like, I think the timing and context of this movie
is baffling.
Well, it just, and the movie, which I thought was like okay, it was better than I was, a lot better than I was expecting to be, because my expectations were very low.
Mm.
It spends so much of its time just like fighting the bad timing and bad context.
Yeah,
like, and because I don't know, B was like really upset by the end of this movie.
Really?
Like fucking crying. I did not laugh. It was great.
Oh, I thought you meant like angry.
Angry. And then like, I guess like actually sad that, because she was like convinced that they were going to be like, oh, she didn't actually die in Endgame. And this is how she was able to dodge it. And she outsmarted, you know, what happened to her actually.
Right.
I guess, you know, her favorite movie is Ocean's 12 where
yeah, they, double, you know, crossing, they triple
love,
crossing.
Love a double cross, love a triple cross.
Well, there's a little Ocean's in this with a trick they already used in Winter Soldier.
The like
the mask.
Yeah, of course.
And
yeah.
Then they do the reveal and it's like, yeah, we know.
But I mean, we knew that was going to happen. It's a spy movie. Actually, yeah. The first two thirds of this, especially the first third, felt like a Jason Bourne movie. And I watched all those last year. So that felt like a fun return to that world.
Yeah, never. For me, I was like, I was having fun, but it would get goofy the moment it was starting to commit to a spy thriller espionage. You know, like,
yeah.
Before this, Marvel had been very much like, oh, it's our Star Wars and that's our Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a goofy space movie, or it's our political thriller and, you know, it's the Winter Soldier and, you know, it's our 70s heavy metal, 80s heavy metal magazine movie, Ragnarok.
Yep.
But this was like, you know, in the marketing and the lead up, it was like, oh, this is, to me at least, it looked like, oh, this is our like spy thriller. And it just wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah,
everything about this movie is weird to me. Like, yeah,
the action scenes really let the movie down.
Oh yeah,
I thought all of
the third act, I was just like, from the flying scene onwards, it's like I had to lean heaps into being a comic book movie like that shit, and don't open with Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Jesus, I forgot about. I blocked it out of my memory. That was so bad.
That it reminded me of like Daredevil, Ben Affleck,
or like
the
Snyder,
opening credits
Zack
reminded
Snyder
me
shit.
Of even just the credits reminded me of like that early 2000s. Superhero stuff.
Yeah, as you see like human trafficking and shit. Yeah.
But it was like, it had a movie about human trafficking, which is like, okay, this is dark and different, and damn, kids aren't going to watch this. Or this is weird Marvel making, like, and then it ends with like a castle in the sky. I couldn't get to that leap along with the rest of the like characters in the movie.
I guess I was like, yeah, there is that. I guess, oh, cool, I'm watching an MCU movie for the first time in ages.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't expect the world of them. But, and so there is, like, you know, oh, of course there's a fucking castle in the sky.
It is a comic book movie. Yeah. And I was like, okay. But, yeah, it was just kind of like, by the end of it, I just felt bad for the character of Black Widow. I was like, oh, okay, so that's her movie.
Yeah, exactly. It was
like, that's it.
It's like literally a decade too late. Like, we watched, that was, like, the biggest thing. Rewatching Avengers, her opening scene.
That's amazing.
It's so good, man. Put her on fucking Mount Rushmore.
Literally. Tig, you're off.
She's such a star in it. And, you know, even like she gets given a bunch of goofy shit to do.
Oh, that great scene with Loki where she was the fake crying and stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. That scene. Fantastic. Yeah. She's like, thanks. Like, you know, she's
the only
like,
time you see
you're
her, like,
a monster.
You'd be and a spy, like,
I forgot,
you know, using like,
even though I'd seen that movie twice before, I forgot that she like is joking. Yeah, yeah. She does the fake out. Yeah. Not that it does them any good.
She's like, thanks for your cooperation.
Because they still like, Hulk still gets all fucked up.
Yeah.
Spoilers for Avengers.
Spoilers for the Avengers movie.
But yeah, I think like it is actually insane. And we know, you know, it's Ike Perlmutter's fault or whatever.
So what, he was in charge for a while of like merch and other stuff, right?
I think just had a lot of say when it came to,
and he was like,
decisions.
No Black Widow toys, no Black Widow movie. But she was contracted for something stupid, I think, and they, Kevin Feige said this week, they don't do these big contracts anymore.
Yeah,
so I have a feeling she was owed a movie,
right?
And they probably, this was in development hell for ages. I mean, there were rumors for so, like, it was such a no-brainer that she was like the only Avenger besides Hawkeye that didn't have a movie. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, also she didn't need one. Like, you could have told her story really well in, you know, subsequent films, like we did with Winter Soldier or other stuff, but they didn't even do that. You know what I mean? She was just like what you needed her to be for movies.
They could have even gotten away with doing both of them at once. Like doing the Black Widow and Hawkeye movie that tells you what happened in Budapest and then what happened, like, you know, while telling a concurrent story or whatever.
Yeah. Like I wanted that from this.
I wanted this movie a long time ago. And I know you compared
it to Solo, but at least with Solo, it was set in the past. Like this was... I wanted to see what happened in Budapest or Budapest, however they want you to say it. But we got her current day. Shang-Chi. We got her current day saying what happened in Budapest, and I was like, "No, I don't want. I actually want to see it. I want to watch it." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was instead in Budapest, going, "Oh, I hid in that vent once," and I'm like, "What?"
I guess. Yeah. I mean,
and also, how is now killing? Like in Avengers 1, they're blasting these aliens and they're like, just like Budapest. And I'm like, no, it's not. You killed someone's daughter. Yeah. What the fuck? It's not like Budapest at all.
Yeah, that's really true.
That's the first thing I thought. I went back and watched that scene. She does call it Budapest in Avengers.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, that's good continuity. But then they're like laughing, shooting aliens, going, just like Budapest. And he's like, rightfully so, Hawkeye goes, or maybe she goes, oh, you remember Budapest a lot differently than I do. And after having seen Black Widow, yeah, whoever was wrong was wrong. Because they blew up a building with a kid in it.
Yeah, totally.
There was no aliens. It's such a weird thing to go, that's what Budapest is.
Yeah. Actually, you're right. There's nothing from that.
No.
Reminds me.
That was the first... After I watched the movie, I was like, wait a minute. What is Budapest? Because they talk about it, I know, in Endgame. They talk about it. I don't think they talk about it that much. Like, maybe twice.
So, it was basically what? Like, Hawkeye helping Black Widow, like...
Clear a name for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
It was, like, the last thing she had to do to clear a name.
Because, yeah, in Avengers, she's, like, infiltrating that, like, you know, she's pretending... Mock tied up... To get information out of some like Russian thugs.
Yeah, she's pretending. She's like a triple double agent.
And she gets one of the guys who's like holding her hostage or whatever gets a phone call and it's Phil Coulson.
That's right.
And they're like, put her on. And he gives her the phone. And then she's like, oh, I'm undercover. And they're like, we need you in. It's Barton.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, okay. And then she kicks all the guys' asses and joins them in the thing. So like I forgot that she is very much like a S.H.I.E.L.D. employee first.
She's
and
S.H.I.E.L.D. in the first. Well, she's S.H.I.E.L.D. in Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
She's hired to like keep an eye on Tony Stark.
So when this movie came out in the days up to its release, when Black Widow came out, the top menu on Disney Plus was all the movies she was in.
Yeah,
and what was really fun was watching her boobs.
Oh, bigger her or
boobs get bigger and bigger the further back you go.
That rules. Let's check this out.
I don't know if they are. Do they still have like the Black Widow through the ages?
Yeah, I think you can like search for movies by characters.
By tit size.
Yeah, by
there it is. The premiere.
Oh, wait. I was just seeing if they still had the playlist. That's right. Oh. Here we go. Black Widow collection. Yeah, I knew they have like...
Oh, damn it.
Oh, they changed it?
They changed it. But yeah, so like the... Like, you know, it's kind of, you know, as we see her now in Black Widow for the last couple of movies. But then when you hit
She's flat-chested.
When you hit like...
Iron Man 2.
When you hit Avengers and of Iron Man 2.
Just huge.
Iron Man 2 in particular was so funny.
Huge honkers. Like, let's have a look.
I'm sorry, Angus. You won't be able to see him. I don't think they show you like...
Damn. I want to see... They're showing anything but tits. It's crazy.
Robert Downey Jr. isn't a tit. This sucks.
No, he is a tit. Man, they've made a lot of movies, haven't they?
They sure have, Angus. And yeah, Black Widow, I guess. Like, I honestly, like, I enjoyed it. Like, you know, it was a romp. And I think the performances in it were really good.
It was for me, it was too little too late.
But yeah, exactly.
And I don't know how much of that was hindered by me watching it at home where I could pause it and go to the toilet. Like, I miss seeing that in a cinema.
You know you can just not do that.
Just
go before you watch the movie.
No, but just like...
Leave your phone in another
room. I had my phone, but it was just like... The ability for me to go back and go like, oh, wait, what did they say? I hate that. Because then I break the like trance of the movie. And
right.
I'm like, I can't do that in a cinema. Like, I don't know if I'm hindered by the fact that like...
Did you watch it by yourself or with...
I watched it by myself.
Yeah, I think because I watch it with B, like we both hold each other to the sacred...
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's just me. And
you know, we got like... if the other person pulls their phone.
Noon was going to come over, but I said not to.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, bro, there was actually cops out the front. Remember I told you there were cops out the front of my house, like checking, like on the street next to me, like pulling over cars, counting like people in them and being like, where are you going?
Mm.
So I was like, it's not safe to do that. But yeah, maybe if I watched it with someone, it would have been. But by myself, it was kind of like, it was late Friday and I was just kind of like in a dark room.
Maybe you should print out a photo of Jeremy Renner glaring at you and put it above your television.
Oh, that'd be nice.
And then he knows if you're going to get up and go take a leak.
That's nice.
He'll send you to Camp Renner.
I like the intro. I like seeing the family, like the the Americans, like, you know, the
undercover
communist.
And so Scarlett, what's her name? Natasha knows that it's, you know, fabricated, but she still loves.
Yeah, the I really like that. I thought that was a great intro.
But her little sister doesn't.
Her sister's like been a baby and grown.
Like Yelena?
Yelena. Yeah. And I thought that was really great. What's his name? David Harbour's so good.
Yeah, I love like their escape. I love how strong
that whole
he
sequence
was
sick. And seeing that he's a super soldier, but just looking like a dad, I was like, that rules. That had so much promise. Then
the fucking Nirvana.
Well, Cuba, happened. And then she's like, does like moves. You know, she grabs a gun, and you're like, oh yeah, she's got that Black Widow vibe.
Yeah, I thought it was that amazing intro.
They instilled the concept of family really well. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot in common with the Fast movies here. A family made up of non-blood relatives. But I really like seeing that and where it fit into the timeline. It was like 98 or something. And I was like, 95. And I was like, so this is around Captain Marvel. This is around that era. You know, it was cool to see that. And then, the Nirvana cover starred. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, one of the worst opening credits of a Marvel movie ever, for sure.
And then, I don't know in the comics, but is there like a Black Widow program? Or no, that's something they've made for this movie. As far as I was aware, she was just the Black Widow. There wasn't like a...
No, the Red Room is definitely a thing. It has always been in the comic books. And she's, like one of many...
Assassins.
Assassins to come from the Red Room. I don't know if they're all referred to as Black Widows. Maybe
then
they
it like cuts
comics.
To...
But like, I mean, like that shitty cover of Nirvana, that's the shit that we're used to seeing in like trailers. I feel like trailers were always a super
like
mopey
DC
series.
Ones where they would use... Oh, they had that like BG song or something for...
Well, like a
Suicide Squad
grunge version of Suicide
or something.
No, I remember the Suicide Squad one was Ballroom Blitz by The Sweet.
No, there was another one when it was like
right
serious, had like a slow somber.
I feel like we often get like like slow sad versions
so
of pop
right.
songs in the trailers.
Oh, it reminded me of the Batman trailer where they actually use Nirvana.
Which one was that? Like
Don't
Come
they
as
use
You Are or
Under
something?
The Bridge.
Under the Bridge, isn't that Red Hot?
No,
Chili
Under the Bridge. Underneath the bridge. Something in the Way.
Oh, okay.
The opening line is Underneath the Bridge.
Yeah, right. Which Batman trailer?
The Rob Pattinson one.
Yeah, right. Okay, sure.
Doesn't it? Am I tripping dick?
You are tripping dick. Everyone's been saying that about you for years.
I think it is. I think it's that you'll know the song. Actually, you're Nirvana head?
Yeah.
Yeah, same. I love Nirvana.
What I love the most is shitty covers of them. It sounded also like a Rocker Steadford shit.
Absolutely.
Like, we're watching the Batman trailer now.
Hey, that sounds like...
Tape.
Condoms being removed.
I don't remember this trailer being so ASMR-y. Yeah, right.
It's just, at least it's the straight up Nirvana.
Just me and you.
That's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, it was the most played out Nirvana song and the most tedious.
Also,
it
was funny
because
I'm probably not even allowed to say it, but they kept in Mulatto. And I was like, oh, Marvel with the slur.
Yeah, very fucking bizarre.
But it was such a weird choice. It doesn't loan itself to the story of the movie.
It
wasn't a song where you're like...
Well, it's because it's teen spirit, because she's a teenager. Is that...
Well, I don't know. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious with the lights out. I don't think so, right? I just think it was someone was like, wouldn't that be cool? I like to think it was Scarlett Johansson. That was her no budge. She's like, I really need this song.
Yeah, man.
And then what? It cuts to like present
day.
Yeah,
because it's 90s as well when that happens.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like this was way more on the nose and yucky for me than Just a Girl from No Doubt in
In Captain Marvel. I mean, it's corny as hell, but the song's so good and at least it's the original song.
I mean, listen to shit.
It's when you have
a
cover of it, it's like, oh, we're making a statement.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like at least in... Captain Marvel, it's a song of the time.
Yeah, totally.
Comes a thing when she gets she is just a girl.
When she fights them. But it isn't one of those things where like someone throws something and it hits a jukebox and a song starts playing, is it? Because that's one of my favorite.
I would love if that happens.
That's my favorite shitty tropes.
Yeah, I love it where they're like, this music's actually, what is it? What's that word?
No idea.
Dynastic or something. I don't know the word. Diegetic. It means it exists within the universe of the film.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like when the filmmaker's like, no, they're listening to this as well.
Yeah.
Whoa, my Discman's been plugged in. Oh. Diegetic, I think. Diegetic sounds like...
like something like you put up your butt.
Scientology, like Dianetics. Like it's my...
But
yeah, what?
What's it called when you have to put like a pill up your butt?
Sex with you. Like Perlmutter.
Real good, bro. Real good.
It is, isn't it? So what? Then she like cuts to like some dude giving her a house in Norway or something. Oh no, we see
That was weird. This guy that does favors for her.
And I messaged you. I was like, are we supposed to know him? I was like, is he an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. character? Because they were like, you're always like this, Natasha. And I'm how does he know? I was like, have someone at least that I know. Or stop being so like... trying to be so different and like not part of the MCU that you just at least give us a backstory on who this character is.
It was very funny how like, they're very adamant that this is her movie. So therefore we don't get any besides William Hurt.
Yeah. I was going to say, so it opens with William Hurt and her like tricking him, the old I'm on a boat while you're in a toilet.
Yeah. That was a cool scene that reminded me of like,
and they didn't notice that he looks sick. Are they like hinting towards Red Hulk stuff?
Well, that's what, the post-credit scene of this is Elaine.
Val.
Showing up as Valerie.
She's great.
Yeah. But
so this is the first thing they shot with her. This was before...
Well, do you think that...
No, I read an interview with the director.
But do you think they filmed more of it though, where she actually explains who she is at first?
No, they were like, it was always going to be a tease. And he was just told, write it for Julie Louis-Dreyfus. And apparently he wrote like 10 pages because he loves her and made it like quips and stuff. But they just had to like, he's like, it stopped being a post-credit sting and ended up being like a mini movie. But he was basically told, write it for her. And yeah. So I think an interviewer was like, was that a new thing because of the COVID delay? And he's like, no, that was always shot for this. And that was originally her introduction. Black Widow was supposed to be the first film to come out after.
Yes.
That's right.
This is meant to come out in 2019.
Wait, was Falcon and Winter Soldier supposed to be first and then Black Widow?
No, this was first.
Okay. Yeah. So then in Falcon and Winter Soldier, you're supposed to be like, when you hear a voice off camera, that's when you're supposed to be like, oh, it's that girl from Black Widow.
Yeah.
Because remember you hear her talking to John Walker like off cam?
Yeah. So right now she's recruited John Walker and Yelena.
Yelena's been working with her for a while, it sounds like.
Yeah,
she's
right.
This is my holiday. What are you doing?
And the tease was like
coming. I have the last existing Jeremy Renner app.
Yeah, I'm the only person that still hasn't been booted from Jeremy Renner app.
Even Jeremy's been booted.
We're going to Camp Renner together, you and me. Yeah.
Fuck. If they just call it Hawkeye Camp Renner, like subtitle, like Battle at Camp Renner.
So I guess this is setting up. One, that Yelena is going to be the big bad or like, an antagonist for some of the Hawkeye series.
Yeah, but I think an antagonist as much as...
They fight for one episode and then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like, no, she did this. Trust me, I didn't want her to die.
But like the weirdest thing is that this is like, if this came out when it exists in the timeline. So this came out after Civil War.
Yeah.
No, but you do have that post-credit scene and for some reason Black Widow's
dead.
That's cool. And you know that Hawkeye is the reason that she's dead. Like filling that in would have been crazy.
I love that. That would be like, wait, what's going on? Like I love a time skip that really fucks with you.
Yeah, totally. And instead we get this like, it's that shitty comic book thing where it's, oh, we're going to explain to you how something happened. We're going to explain to you how she got the jet to save everybody in Civil War.
Which you don't even see.
Well, you don't care.
But
you don't even fuck.
Like, you don't even see that. You see Cap like jump, like walk into the raft right at the end and that's how it ends.
Yeah.
You don't even see her flying in a jet. Now we know that she gave him a lift. Like, who was asking that?
And there's so many time periods that I am interested to know what she was doing during. Like,
this is why I'm like, I preferred Solo. I know you and I were chatting. Like, at least with Solo, recast. And you could do as much as you want with a young person. It's not reliant on their age or how they look. Granted, like, Scarlett Johansson's a young person. But I mean,
Scarlett Johansson deserves a movie as Black Widow.
100%.
It would have felt even more of a betrayal if the first Black Widow movie didn't have Scarlett Johansson.
Also, this felt like... another backdoor pilot for Yelena, the character. Yeah.
And look, in her defense,
she was fantastic.
She's so good.
Yeah.
I've major crush on Florence
Pugh. I was like, she's okay.
I've never seen Hereditary or anything like that. So I don't like
Oh, no, she's not in that. She's in Midsommar.
Midsommar, sorry.
Yeah. Bad. She's really, you should watch Midsommar. It's okay. Really good. But like watching it and I was like, oh, she's okay. And then when she's like, oh, your hair flick thing, what is that? I was like, oh, she's like really
good. Her comedic time was excellent in this. Like, she's not the quip machine kind of character. She's just someone that can be funny, can be brooding.
Mm. She's like a little sister.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, she was great with that. In fact, I found like Scarlett the most dull character in it.
Yeah, because you know so much about her and she's dead.
We've seen like her tender moments.
Sure.
We've seen, like, my favorite portrayal of her is Endgame, like the first half when she's like running the Avengers. And so
that's what if we were going to see a movie set in a time period that we don't know much about, cool would that have been?
You've got five Black or six Widow, years, right?
Her glory days is how she became the head of all that shit.
Like, yeah, her Cap being homophobic because he's from the 40s and being like, no, go to that night that the gay guy goes to.
Yeah, yeah. And he's the biggest hero in this universe.
Hear him out, dude. I think you'll find
an actor who plays him, very brave.
Very brave man. Yeah, brother is also good, but this guy's a little bit braver. I would have loved that because I love that portrayal and I love Winter Soldier in that. That's when I was like, oh, she's actually a great character. Like her and Cap's chemistry as like...
But she's sick in Avengers as well.
Oh, she's sick in that.
But then what's funny is that I hate her so... Like, not her fault, but in Age of Ultron, like that's the worst portrayal of her.
Oh, yeah.
And Joss did that and Avengers. So it's... Yeah, and that was... And getting...
Her Winter Soldier,
Age of Ultron after how good she is in Winter Soldier as well.
Her like bud... Yeah, the fact she's like buds with Cap and it's just like... You see they have rapport and talking about like who they're dating and stuff. I really like that. It humanized her heaps.
Yeah.
But yeah, that 5-year gap is amazing. How good would it be between Infinity War?
It's bonkers.
Make it the movie between Infinity War and Endgame.
Or like, I don't know, but if you're going to revisit something from the past, we don't know what happened in those 5 years.
Yeah.
That is interesting to know what happens in like 5 days or whatever in between two scenes of Civil War.
Yeah, fact it's between two scenes is kind of crazy. Like,
such a weird choice.
I dipped out and destroyed a castle in the sky and met my fake family.
Yeah, and also like if you're doing like a spy thriller, these movies often are great when they jump. You know, we're doing all these different time periods, these three separate storylines in different time periods that all intertwine. It would have been cool, maybe do Budapest, do something in the 5 years and then do, I don't know, like there's so many cool, interesting ways they could have done this movie. They didn't. The context and the timing of it are really bad. But I think in spite of that, this movie, I found entertaining at the very least.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot I did like about it. I loved the family stuff. To me, I wanted just a quiet movie about like her and her family. And like, I loved when this family would talk about her like Avengers life, like, oh, you're so famous now, I thought that you would hang out with your powered friend, you know. Yeah, I really
Red Guardian, such a curious character, because like he never outright apologizes to the girls for being a shit dad, because he was just doing his job too. Like,
yeah, and he's lying about hanging out with Cap, fighting Cap and stuff.
There's like theories that maybe he
fought a different Cap.
Yeah fought a different super soldier, someone else. Somewhere in history. That's a fun character.
I was watching a review and they were like, how good would it have been if there was a Chris Evans cameo at the end and like you actually saw Red Guardian fan out and that was the payoff. Like he did make it up and actually like worshipped Captain America.
Yeah, sure.
It was too ashamed to be and like fanboyed out. That would have been sick.
I wanted
if she picks him up and he's like, oh, do you mind if I drop off my dad first before we rescue everyone from the raft?
Yeah, for sure.
And how good would that be? Seeing this like fat and he's like, oh, I've read about you. You're Red Guardian. Yeah. Nice outfit. And he like, is saying it tongue in cheek.
Is that Rush's ass?
Yeah. Ooh, Rush's ass. Rush's fat ass.
But like, I know they probably made a point of being like, hey, you know, we want to give Nat the movie she deserves, the Black Widow movie.
She deserves better.
Like, you know, and not have all these extra
Avengers
in it. But like, I thought the movie would have been so much better with
even Hawkeye.
Moments of them saying goodbye or having one last lasting moment with that character.
Hawkeye, at least.
Yeah.
Like, they've got this huge
You got a JPEG of him at the end.
We got a JPEG. He's such a huge part of
her. You got his voice at one point.
Yeah, going like, is that him? It was definitely him in the car. Maybe. Yeah. But, yeah, like, at least show their pizzazz. Show their history.
What?
But it was so weird when they get to Budapest and they're just like, she's like, wait, first of all, so I was trying to, I know I shouldn't nitpick this stuff, but I was quite confused in parts. And maybe because I'm like dumb because I haven't seen movies for a while. But they were like, that guy, Mr. like kind of a bit too creepy for his own good, who's supplying her all that stuff and like sleeping in her bed. He's like, oh,
he's always sleeping.
I know, wake up. He's like, oh, I bought this
fucking
box.
Purple wiggle.
He's like, I bought this box of things to Budapest. And if you wanted them, she's like, oh, you should have thrown them out.
He's it's like it's mail. It's mail.
Yeah,
that
but
was
he's
sent
like, oh, I put someone else in there. And then did he like set them up? Did he like parent trap them? Did he know that she was going to go to Budapest? Because she's like, oh, I didn't think you would come. Yelena was there. She's like, so I posted this to you. And it's like, well, why would you post it to Budapest if you weren't there, if you knew she wasn't going to be there?
Maybe she told him to take the stuff from Budapest
yeah.
to her.
So I would have liked yeah. a little, I don't know. It was to me, that's just me probably. But I was like, why did he specifically say this was mailed to Budapest?
You know what's funny? We've spent half an hour talking about the movie. We haven't said the villain's name once.
Well, who is it?
Taskmaster. Well, I mean, like, you know, it is Taskmaster's dad, I guess, is the villain.
The villain's Harvey Weinstein. I mean, I remember I went back and read a lot of production interviews about this, and they were like, she was like, I want to make a movie about the Me Too movement. So again, it did feel dated in that sense. I wonder how this would have gone down if it came out in like 2018 or 19, like when that was at its height. But like, it's so obvious. The villain is Harvey Weinstein, which he's is like a yeah. fat dude who's like handsy and has an army of women. And they're like, we're going to break free from you. And like, it's just a bit ham-fisted. I found
yeah,
it
absolutely ham-fisted.
It could have been, yeah. was very ham-fisted and it could have been done better, but it was this, I don't, what, did COVID make this movie like me not enjoy it as much?
No, I mean, like, I think it, yeah, maybe you would have
I just thought it didn't look great slip. Either, like, especially watching Loki at the moment, which I think production design is amazing.
I think production design and CGI is pretty good. The green screen in Loki's shocking to me.
The external scenes, yeah, but also I'm like, oh, they're in space with this purple sky, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, they're fantastical planets. I just found the, like, I don't know, I just found the action so, like,
well, it felt like it was not done by the same director. I think yeah. all the
it was all second unit stuff.
The dialogue, I think the only really
good
action
scene. You know who
directed
it? An Australian. You know the girl who did Somersault?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like her third movie. She's only made like four movies. And Somersault came out like
2 decades ago.
Yeah, it's yeah. her. Wow. Scarlett like sought her out, was like, I love your movie.
Yeah, right. Wow, that's crazy.
I had no idea. I read it this week. She did an interview with the ABC. She's like, oh, I didn't think I should have done the job. They had to like... She was like...
The
oh,
Decoder Ring movie. Do you remember when Decoder
yeah, they
Ring
the
were
score,
really big?
That's right.
Yeah.
But how weird is that?
That's. I had no idea about
Kate
that.
What's her name?
Kate COVID.
Kate COVID 19. Yes. Yeah, let me find out.
I thought the one action scene that was quite good was the one in the Budapest apartment.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was good. That
because
was Bourne.
It was like close.
That was Jason Bourne.
Yeah, exactly. It was just a Jason Bourne action scene. But that's what this movie should have been channeling.
Yeah, and it wasn't. Because then she like started flipping around... then like they're flipping cars in train stations.
We felt like a Lara Croft, like
yeah.
like you know, quick time.
You know what? You know who should have
action scene.
You know, and I know that it was important to have a woman direct this. Kate Shortland.
I look. I thought all of the like the.
But you know who should have directed this, man? Tom Cruise. Or Christopher McQuarrie.
No, just go with your first answer. Tom
well,
Cruise
he
should
been
have
like,
directed.
You should be doing these stunts. Stop having stunt people. He's right. like, I'm 68 and I'm doing. I just found like. With Mission Impossible, like, I couldn't... There were parts that I couldn't help compare to Mission Impossible. And I guess that's, like, the daytime European chases and streets and stuff, which...
Well, for me, it was, like, comparing it to Fast 9 and saying, like, you know, like, the...
It's such a better movie.
Well, like, the stuff from the action scene point of view, absolutely. Like, you've seen... We've seen how great a car chase can be now.
And this was and so boring.
Yeah, yeah.
I found, like, the motorcycle... And then, why is there, like, a tank in the middle of Budapest just, like, driving around and... I don't know, Taskmaster, I get the comic accuracy, but like also like not
there
in this
no
movie.
There was no comic accuracy at
No,
all.
I mean like yeah. the suit made him look like a Power Ranger villain.
Yeah, but also just... that's not what Taskmaster looks like. Taskmaster has an actual fucking skeleton head.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But
I don't know.
Yeah,
it was just,
for me it was like...
It was weird, it was like...
Taskmaster can see any other superhero and copy their moves immediately. And there was one moment where she did like the Black Panther
claws
and
she's basically Captain America.
Hawkeye, I guess, yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff as well. Maybe, you know, I don't have as many iconic action moments from those. I don't know. I wish there was more of a... We never saw her learn something that Black Widow did and then repeat it back to her, which is what I like in the
comic.
You
did in the
yeah.
first fight. She
was
did
it?
The leg flip thing.
Oh, okay, right.
Now, like, Black Widow grabs people with her legs and, like, flips them.
Yeah, that's the only move she does in Iron Man 2.
Yeah,
and
she
Avengers.
Did that
yeah.
in this.
Right.
Taskmaster did that okay. to her at the start.
Who did you think Taskmaster was going to be revealed to be?
Rachel Weisz.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be the mom. Yeah.
But she was a nothing character, I thought.
Rachel Weisz.
It was weird because at the start you saw them being like quite caring and stuff, and it's like the mum and dad both became really accentuated strange people. I mean, fair enough, the dad, he's been in prison for like 15 years.
Yeah, but having them both be comic relief was
weird.
An odd choice.
I bet Rachel Weisz, I just felt nothing. You finally found her, and then she's like, I'll take you to the bad guy.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, is that, do they like her? Like, do they trust her?
It was
like
this weird obligation. It's like, you finally found me, so I guess I got to take you to where you want to go.
Yeah, I don't know. She was just a very strange. I found her strange.
Florence Pugh, definitely MVP of the entire movie. Second place, Red Guardian.
Yeah, I found David Harbour, the difference between him at the start and him then, that was fine. The jail, etc. Like, he looked different, but Rachel Weisz looked the same.
And well, it's like, you know, it's going from Thor in any other Thor movie to Thor in Endgame. You know, it's packing on the pounds, yeah, being out of touch with
and that was
everyone
cool
in your life.
I
like,
love
it makes
that
sense from a character.
But for Rachel Weisz, I was like, oh, she's just like, it's a betrayal to her earlier self in the movie.
Because I didn't think she was in on the spy bit at the start of the movie. Like,
yeah.
And she seemed to be actively fighting to escape with the girls,
yeah,
for a lot of that opening bit. So for her to be like even more distanced from the family aspect of it towards the end, it was an odd choice.
Yeah, there were parts I just found. Yeah, it was very strange. I don't know, and I just can't help how I would have like taken it on have I watched it in a cinema.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
With a lanyard with Black Widow's face on,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, eating free popcorn and shit. Like, I'm
and
just
getting
like
a free light low-cal beer.
It just felt so, yeah, nothing. It felt like a phase
having
one
having to put
movie.
Your phone in a pouch before watching
I
it.
I love that.
The
yeah.
simple things, Angus.
I wanted like a straight up Bourne Mission Impossible.
Yeah, I think like if they were just like, let's make a Bourne movie but with Black Widow in it, that would have been fucking
like
great.
Think of the set piece in Fallout. It's not unbelievable. It's like fighting on a helicopter. You know what
oh
I mean? It's still
God,
like
it's such a good scene too.
It's so fucking good. Like there's no flying castle. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's still
just when he gets Henry Cavill's just, head just gets just taken so out by good. The fucking hook.
It's such a good scene, but it's like the stakes are believable.
Yeah.
Then it just is nonstop.
I want to watch Fallout again.
Oh, I'm so fucking love that movie.
Get my 3DS out, play 15 minutes of WarioWare.
The best action movie of all time.
So good. Very
How
excited.
Good would Chris McQuarrie be?
Now that we've had Fast 9 come and go, I want to. Hopefully we're out of lockdown in time for the next Mission Impossible movie to come out.
He's fucking hoping.
Who's going to make it to space first? You know, Fast 9's been in orbit. But I reckon because of that,
Ethan
is going to go straight up into space in the next
Mars.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Start a colony. Fucking alien.
Where would you rank this? Not in like the whole canon of Marvel, but
I mean, I guess I would put it on par with the Phase 1 movie, like the ones that I don't love.
Yeah.
With like the
like first Avenger and
first
stuff.
First Thor.
Yeah.
And Captain America. Where I mean, Captain America is pretty solid.
There were parts I loved. Like I loved the dinner table sitting down, like how weird their fucked family was, him in the suit.
I enjoyed them breaking Red Guardian out of prison. Like I said, I really liked all of the sister dynamic happening. I think like the one kind of saving grace of the whole like Black Widow's dead part of, you know, this, you know, making the movie for the character after she's already dead in the universe thing is that, yeah, the character's dead, but because of this movie, we have like a squadron of women just like her and her family that can now be a fun pocket of characters that we can introduce in these, you know, fucking 100 Marvel properties that we're going to be watching.
Well,
Lisa's
sister,
few years.
Yeah.
But I mean, no, I feel like for sure, like, you know, when the Dora Milaje show up in Falcon and Winter Soldier, I feel like, you know, that would be as interesting if you get the Black Widows at some point in the future. And like, they've got to reuse, like having Yelena as the person that works for Elaine, that makes way less sense to me than her recruiting Red Guardian.
Oh, that makes way
who
more
is
sense.
An actual criminal
He's
who
a super
just
soldier.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And imagine she just has like all these super soldiers.
That'd be sick.
I want to get into like I guess this, you know, how they're doing Phase 4 now. It does feel like almost like you're that first Phase 1 again. With the way they're setting up the next big bad, which we can talk about with Loki. And that Elaine is doing. She is Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. What's her character's name again?
Val Fury. Della Fontaine or something. Yeah. Valerie Della Fontaine or something.
So, like, yeah, she's the new Nick Fury now.
Yeah, Madame Hydra, right?
And we think that she's, I guess, recruiting what's going to become the Thunderbolts
like
team.
Like the MCU version of Thunderbolts.
No, yeah, yeah. But like,
it'll be different, yeah.
Yeah, I guess like a Suicide Squad, but
Thunderbolts
like
in Thunderbolts. Name. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be the Thunderbolts, but we'll see.
Because well, isn't that...
The fact that we're
Ross
getting,
has nothing to do with this.
Well, I think the fact that we keep seeing him show up and like mentioning his health, surely he gets given the fucking Red Hulk
It'd be sick.
Tablet. Surely he gets Red Hulk pilled
in
an upcoming movie.
I mean, maybe he's in She-Hulk. No, I doubt it.
There's so many weird projects coming up. It's actually insane how much MCU content
there is. It's
like
actually too much almost.
Yeah, but like I have to admit, man, like getting that like 1 hour a week, that's fun.
Oh yeah, it is interesting now that we're in this era where Star Wars and Marvel TV shows as well.
Yeah,
and in a lot of cases, the TV shows are more popular and better than the movie.
Totally. How about you? Where would you rank Black Widow?
Yeah, similar. Like there were parts I really loved. I loved the family stuff.
Like I
wish it would have been great if they were like, "Yep, she's dead, so you can do your weird movie." I would have loved if it was like rated R and just like this hard spy
Deadpool's
thriller.
In it. They fuck.
Deadpool's in it. Yeah, they eat chimichangas. And but no, I would have been sick to just have like the movie that we were kind of promised, or maybe that I thought we were getting, but it was not quite a big dumb Marvel movie and not quite a spy movie. It ended up being like a bit of a deflated. I mean, you know what I mean? It also wasn't like...
It wasn't the movie the character or the actor deserved.
And it's not Marvel's first big, albeit late, female-led movie. That's Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it could have just been great if they were like, we're doing a hard spy thriller. And it wasn't that.
So I think I enjoyed it more than like Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2.
Yes,
First Thor, Dark World.
Yeah.
It's probably around like 5th or 6th, 7th worst.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably liked it more than one of the Ant-Mans.
I was like, was I just off the first time?
You watched
time?
It twice?
Well, the first time I did watch it over like a long... I was very tired I kept missing bits. And I was like, maybe I'll watch that unfairly. I should just watch it in one go. And then watch it a second time. And I did like it more the second time. But even then I was like, it's just like nothing to it.
The action scenes let the movie down. I think the characters and the writing and the dialogue was really solid.
It's a very
solid.
Empty movie when I think about it. When she's in the car at the start and gets hit and then fights Taskmaster, just like no one there. I mean, I guess she's in hiding, but even in Budapest, there's like no one there. It's like empty apartments. And I was like, it was just a very empty movie with just like a few actors in each scene.
Right.
I don't know. Is that a weird thing to...
No, I mean...
I think of like Fallout when he's running through the church like and stuff though. And like they're full of people.
Sure.
And, I don't know. It just didn't feel like a real city in parts.
Well, we're going to continue the MCU discussion when we talk about the Loki finale and then the upcoming MCU projects like What If. We just got a new trailer for that. We're also going to talk about... Very excited to talk about this. The Loki and Simpsons crossover that I forced Angus to watch last week. And not only do we have episode 6 of Loki to talk about, we haven't actually recorded since episode 5 came out. And I fucking loved that episode where
Richard
E. Grant has the big moment. So I'm very excited to talk about that.
Fucking good.
And I guess what we think of what's coming up for the MCU, which projects we're excited about, what we think is going to lead into that. So come and join us for another episode of Hey Fam. We're going to hit record on it right now. And the only thing you need to do to come and listen to it is head to patreon.com/HeyFam. $5 a month gets you a second episode of Hey Fam every single week. It's stupid. You heard it from the big man himself.
People have said we're stupid. Oh, my Zelda just shipped.
Nice. Exciting. I'm also, so on top of the excitement of talking Loki, MCU, more Black Widow stuff, The Simpsons,
This guy loves The Simpsons.
I think I'm going to bite the bullet and I think I'm going to let you help me bite this bullet. I think I want to buy a pair of Crocs and I can think of no man in the world.
I've had so many people come to me this year with their fucking tail between their legs being like, oh yeah, so Crocs are pretty good. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Well, I need slippers. And I'm like, well, Crocs are pretty much slippers.
Crocs are sick.
But for idiots.
Sick. I wear them all the time. I don't wear shoes anymore.
I know that. I see you more than anyone else in the world.
Yeah, there's no need for shoes. Like I've told you, I'm like a guy who's come back from war who doesn't wear boots anymore. there's no need for shoes.
So I've already bought the J Balvin Transformer toy this week. I may as well also buy some Crocs.
Yeah, I always get vouchers.
I may as well try and buy a dumber product than the J Balvin Transformer toy.
I'm going to have a pair nailed for you by the end of next episode.
It's going to be an absolutely beautiful episode. Won't you come and join us and listen to it? Patreon.com/HeyFam. Sign up to PayFam now and we'll see you over there.
Oh my god.
Okay. Looks like I'm wearing some pretty sick Crocs. Come find out.
Oh, dude. And they've got, they're lined as well. So they're slippers.
That's beautiful.
I've got those now. I'm going to put those on maybe.
Okay. Come show me. He's going to do a full fashion show. It's going to be beautiful. Patreon.com/HeyFam. $5 a month.
Maron.
Beautiful new episode. Plus, you get access to our Discord. We'll see you over there.
Bye.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.